Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Got a special guest in the studio today. They call him EJ. EJ Williams. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Sam, for having me.
Oh, man, I've had you on the bucket list for a little while. Try and keep everybody, you know, on my phone of who I might want to get in here. And, man, I just thought it was a perfect time because, you know, here we are getting close to Christmas. You know, and you know what happens at Christmas, EJ. The folks get ready for New Year's, and they got the New Year starts over. They want to start something anew. They want to get in shape. You know, they want to get in the gym, and we see a lot of that. And I just thought this would be a perfect time to maybe do a little mini series of shows on fitness, you know, on how important it is for folks to be fit and, you know, to, you know, at least try and live a healthy life, eat well. You know, get to work out, exercise as much as they possibly can. A lot of people's jobs don't allow for that a lot, you know, like maybe it used to. But that's where you really tied in here, and timing worked out great. I appreciate you joining us today. But let's let everybody know kind of what you do.
Yeah, Sam. Well, I own Workout Anytime here in Cookeville, Tennessee. And, you know, I like to change the perception people have of a gym. Anytime you're thinking of a gym, people think of bodybuilders or who has the biggest muscles. But Sam, the gym's for everyone. I mean, that's why our gym's 24/7, whether you're working out so you can eat an extra helping during Thanksgiving, or maybe you're working out because you want to be able to run in the yard with your grandchildren, or mental health. And when you go into the gym, it should be the best hour and less stress-free hour of your day.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I both, you know, we try and work out, especially this time of year. We love to be outside. We love to go to the lake. We love to golf, play sports, and that stuff. But, you know, then the season starts changing, and you got to kind of move to indoor stuff if you're going to do that. And, you know, honestly, with me, Jay, it's winter's kind of a depressing time because you know you're so busy in summer doing the things that you like and you want to do, and then you get to winter and it gets dark at 4 o'clock, you know, and all of a sudden you're like, man, you know, what's going on here? So that's a time we really you know, try and stress working out, getting in the gym. And I love what you said about, you know, the gym being kind of a social opportunity atmosphere. And, you know, you'll run into the folks that are hardline. And they want, you know, to have the biggest muscles. They want to work out a long period of time. Maybe they're working on being a bodybuilder. Maybe they're working on actual shows. So it fits the need of anybody, you know, depending upon what they want to do. But I think you're right. I think most people don't realize that the average Joe who just has a small goal, like you said, maybe an elderly person that really would like to spend a little more time with the youngins, and get out in the yard and walk with them and exercise and, you know, kind of building that stamina to be able to do that, toning those muscles up a little bit. I'm sure you see a lot of that this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. When I'm in the gym and I'm walking around and looking at everyone working out, when I see someone who's very out of shape, I'm proud that they're there and how much harder it might have been for them to get up in the morning and make it through those doors. I may see someone who's elderly, how hard it was for them to wake up and make it through those doors, but they're there. And they're building themselves and making themselves in just in a better shape and health-wise.
We're talking to EJ Williams, Workout Anytime owner, here on the show today. And let's drop back for a little bit. There may be a couple of folks out there listening that may not know you. So let's talk a little bit about growing up, you know, where you grew up, where you were born, kind of track that a little bit. And let's get a little bit of past and a little bit of what EJ is all about.
Yeah, definitely. I'm EJ Williams. I was born in Albany, New York. My parents ended up moving to San Diego, California. Spent some childhood there until finally resting in Crossville, Tennessee at grade 7. And from there, I just finished up my schooling there, elementary school, high school, and then college.
So New York, I mean, I've been to New York, not been to Albany, but been to New York, huge, a lot of people. You move over to San Diego, that's a huge difference. And you were very young at that time. And then from San Diego to Crossville, tell me a little bit as a youngster, what was that like?
I'd say culture shock. Definitely culture shock. You know, it was the best move at the end of the day. Looking back on it, you know, in between, you know, Crossville is just a great place on raising a family. Cookeville, similar, more restaurants. And yeah, so after college, I used to do a reserve for the police department, and I didn't have any intention of, going down that road of law enforcement. But then one day I got a call from the chief of police, and he asked me if I wanted a job. And from there, I got hired on the police department after I got my associate's degree, and was a police officer for the next 7.5 years.
Wow. That's pretty cool, especially for something you didn't know that you actually wanted to do. I'm sure you got a lot of that out of that along the way. So let's talk a little bit about education. You know what I do, working for the Putnam County School System, so that always interests me. So you're in Cumberland County, Crossville. Where did you attend, I guess we would call it junior high or middle school at that time?
Yeah, it's a CCHS. My class was actually the last class of one high school.
Yeah.
And, yeah, played football, ran track, was on student council. I was really interactive. I like socializing, and I like staying active.
So, gosh, that's the last year at Cumberland County High School. So then Stone Memorial was built and came in there. So who was your coach back in football?
Mark Wattenbarger.
Yeah, Mark Wattenbarger. I played with Mark at Tennessee Tech.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love Mark. He's a good guy. Actually, he retired this past year.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's kind of, what is it called, renovating homes. You know, he'll buy a home, go and renovate and sell them. That's what him and his wife are doing.
Okay.
Pretty interesting.
Creative financing.
Mark's a good guy, man. He's a good guy. Hard-nosed football coach. Fun to be around, but a good guy. Interesting to know. I didn't even know that you played football in high school, so that's pretty cool. So let's jump forward a little bit. So you're in Cumberland County. You're a police officer. Tell me a little bit about that and the requirements to be a police officer. I know you need to be fit. You need to be in shape. That's something that, you know, I see a lot of police officers in the gym. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So in order to become a police officer, you do have to go to the police academy. I went to Donelson Police Academy. And it's more of a, as you would say, a boot camp that you have to go through. And that requires physical training. And you have to be able to, you know, pull your own weight and pull someone else's weight if you have to go in somewhere and save someone or rescue someone from whatever may be going on. And so, yeah, fitness is a big deal, and continuing fitness is a big deal. That's what you're just saying, that you see, you know, some officers here go to gyms around the area, and it's very important they stay active as well.
Awesome. So, in the 7 years that you were able to do that, what's your biggest takeaway in being a police officer?
My biggest takeaway would have to be, at the end of the day, treat everyone equal. We're all on the same, you know, team here. My side at the time was just to keep everyone in order from going a little wild. But I got Officer of the Month 7 months in a row, and wow. That was just from I don't think it's for me doing anything amazing. It was just for me being me and going out there and doing a job that needed to be done.
That's a pretty good, chain right there of awards, Officer of the Month. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a compliment in knowing that your peers recognize you and the work you're doing as far as that goes. And, every time I go back there, people are still like, hey, you're a police officer, aren't you? I'm like, no, I'm not. They remember. Or I may walk into Walmart, and the only problem with that is you never knew who you possibly arrested. And I'll be in the middle of Walmart talking to someone, and I don't know their name, don't know who they are, but they know me, and they're talking away. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to go through my head, did I take them to jail, or do I know them from church, or how do I know them? And then later on, after I left, it may click either church or, yep, I did take them to jail last week and they thought we were best friends. But, you know, I mean, I didn't make them feel that way, even though they were going. They just probably messed up at the time.
That makes a lot of sense that, you know, they know you because that's a huge event in their life. But you deal with those huge events every day. So knowing all of them and remembering all of them, it's kind of like a teacher trying to remember a student class that they had 10 years ago. It's almost impossible. You know,
exactly.
Same thing there, but it does kind of put you on guard a little bit. And, you know, it's nice to be known and, folks remember you as that police officer, you know, that they liked. And, and otherwise they wouldn't come up and talk to you. So that's pretty cool to be able to have that persona. So Crossville itself, you know, has like Cookeville, has grown a bunch. You know, you got the retirement community in Fairfield Glade, and now other, you know, Tansy out there now. That's a big industry for Cumberland County, and it continues to grow. How much of that, you know, how much were you out there, or were you in the city most of the time?
Yeah, I was in the city most of the time. I worked for the city. I had, you know, friends in law enforcement. I worked for the sheriff's department. I was on the SWAT team we had, and we did some work in the county and surrounding counties. And as I was on the honor guard and anything you can get in, I was, like I said, I was active in all of it. And so I got to know the county very well through everything I was in. I also did a small marketing business there where did advertisements on TVs and businesses.
Wow.
On the side. It was good. But then finally, I went to school for business, and I decided I wanted to go back into business. Opportunity came up where a friend of mine asked me if I was interested in going into business with him and opening up a fitness center. And I thought about it long and hard, and finally said yes, make that jump, and ended up leaving the police department at the end of 2016, very end of 2016. And ended up opening up a new Work Anytime for the first time.
Well, we have learned a ton already in the first segment, and we're going to come back after this break and really dive into the gym and your move and all the things that you're doing, especially fitness-oriented for the folks listening out there. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. I have owner of Workout Anytime, EJ Williams, in the hot seat today. EJ, thanks again for joining us. We're going to continue on that same conversation that we were on. You decided it was time after 7 years to get out of law enforcement and maybe get into the business world. Someone had asked you to join them in possibly starting a gym. So let's pick up right there and tell everyone what that gym was and when and all of that.
Yeah, Sam. So at the end of 2016, going into 2017, I made that jump into the business world. I knew I liked business. I knew I liked fitness. So when the opportunity came along of opening up a franchise, Workout Anytime, I jumped on and opened up the first Workout Anytime in Homestead, Florida. Now, when I say first, it's my first. It's a franchise, so there's 180 plus. But, yeah, Homestead, Florida was the first one I opened up.
Wow. Okay. I got to break that down a little bit. So you're living here. You decide that you want to open up a gym. Was the person who called you to start the gym idea, were they living in Florida, or how did you get down there?
Yeah, so my now partner, he had another business in Florida. And so having another business in Florida, he looked at some locations down there. I ended up going and looking at it with him, and from there we opened up that one.
Wow, so for someone who never lived in Florida at that time, I guess you had to up and move and go down there and live, or were you able to go back and forth?
No, Sam. I got a lot of flyer miles.
Yeah, I bet.
Going back and forth, and yeah, I mean, you practically did have to live there during the process of it. And it was all new, opening up a business, you know, a build out, and dealing with contractors. It was definitely a learning curve.
Yeah, so I like to visit Florida. I don't know that I want to live there. Maybe I would. What did you think about it while you lived there as a resident in Florida?
Oh, Florida, it's great. I mean, you get accustomed to everything around there when you're there and you're actually in it day in, day out. I will say there's nothing like home here in Cookeville, but it was definitely a good experience. And that gym right now is still going strong and about to actually reinvent itself and get an expansion at another location.
Now, did you guys end up keeping that gym, or did you, when you moved back here and started in Cookeville, did you sell that gym, or do you still own it?
No, I still own that gym. I'm actually building a new facility in 20,000 square feet. So
awesome, good deal. So success down there, obviously, that led to thoughts of maybe opening up some more gyms. And was Cookeville the next step?
Well, the one in Cookeville, at the time I lived in Crossville and my partner lived in Cookeville, and he went to the workout anytime that was already existing here in Cookeville next to Firehouse Subs. And it was a smaller gym and it needed some good owners. And so we ended up actually buying that business there and building a brand new Workout Anytime off of South Willow next to Little Caesars.
That's cool. That's awesome. I had no idea. So existing gym going strong, went from one gym to two gyms. Purchasing that gym and then moving it over there was a big step because really no room, you know, where it was at that time, no room there, and you wanted a bigger facility.
Exactly. And if anyone had went to that gym, you know, pulling out of there as far as the parking goes and the traffic was a task. Now we have plenty of parking and a lot more square footage.
Yeah, and just to let everybody know where you guys are at, you know, a popular place over there is LTAP.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're in that what used to be the Roses Shopping Center in there off of Willow. So very convenient place. That's one of the busier roads in Cookeville right now. A lot of traffic going down through. Of course, you got Tennessee Tech at one end and then I-40 at the other. So I'm sure that's been a really good move for you guys population-wise and then growing that gym.
Yeah, I would say it's a great move. We're actually expanding that gym right now and going through the process. We are taking over the Family Dollar space that used to be next to us and adding quite a bit more square footage up to 18,000 or so square feet.
So in order to do that, you got to have the demand. You're a businessman. You're not going to break down a wall and open some stuff up if you don't feel like you can put feet in there. So tell us why you think that business, you know, is growing and why you guys are successful.
I would say the business is growing because there's other gyms out there that have equipment in there, but it's more than just equipment. It's about the experience you get and the culture that you have in the gym. And I would say that with Work Anytime, we just have a good culture and we want to see results. When you think of us, we want you to think results on your fitness side. And with us, we have personal training that you can get and help you execute your goals.
You started to see, you know, in any business or really any time that you're wanting to sell a product to an individual, you know, the more you're able to throw in to that product that will be advantageous to that individual, you know, sometimes that's what they end up choosing, especially nowadays, convenience and ease of use and, you know, just being able to get to it easily, you know, is what people, it's the norm now. So You start to see things like nutrition plan. You start to see things like tanning beds, you know, all those things, massage chairs, you know, all of that type of stuff. How and when did that impact you guys, and when did you know that was going to be a focal part of getting new customers?
Yeah, with amenities of the gym, we wanted to offer more than just the equipment. We wanted to offer recovery because everyone knows after a hard workout, I mean, you're sore. And the whole point behind all this is to recover in a hydro massage lounge, or we also are going to offer, you know, saunas. And with these amenities, it just gives everyone an extra boost to also come in the gym, work out, and get some relaxation.
Okay. We see it every year, and you dive into the fitness side of this, and it's got to be a rewarding job, you know, seeing folks come in there and really work hard and get fit, get more tone, and reach their goals. Happy person, you know, happy customer. And then on the other side of that, you get folks that come in for a little while and, you know, maybe come in a month or 6 weeks or 8 weeks and then phase themselves out. What, I mean, you coach that person up to, you know, you need to stay. Here's the benefits. You know, I know there's a downside of that. It's great when you see the rewards that somebody gets and the motivation they have to get there. But what about that person that struggles?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why when you come see us, we offer a fitness evaluation that you can get scheduled for at no cost. And go in there and talk to a personal trainer. Tell them what's going on. Tell them what your goals are. Tell them what you want to do and why you're there and the purpose you're there for. You know, just all about the purpose. And let us help you and push you towards that.
Can you, when someone comes in and they're maybe that person that's concerned about what, you know, a lot of folks would call muscle heads, you know, that they're the ones slamming weights and screaming in the gym and stuff like that. I would say, suffice to say, that probably doesn't happen a lot in your gym.
No. I mean, you may have a few here and there that are a little extra loud, and I don't like shaming anyone. The staff would go over there and politely ask them, you know, not in front of everyone, ask them to the side if they can, you know, tone it down. And I want people to go in there. If you want the biggest muscles, great. That's fine. That's you. I'm not going to stop you from reaching those goals as long as you're not hindering and making it uncomfortable for other members.
Yeah, it's all about atmosphere and making your customer feel comfortable and wanting to be there. So we're talking to EJ Williams at Workout Anytime. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Got EJ Williams, owner of Workout Anytime, in the studio today. Shops over there on Willow. And we were just talking about, you know, newcomers, new years, people that really have goals to get fitness in order, you know, get a little bit more fit. Maybe they've not been in the gym for a while and, you know, their health is not what it needs to be. Maybe their diet's not what it needs to be. And we always see a big push, a big growth in that right after the New Year's time frame because it's a new start. And so really want to talk about supporting those folks and, you know, what's going through their mind. For me, I've seen plenty of folks that come in, you know, really on fire to meet those goals, whether it be lose 10 pounds or lose 50 pounds. You know, and they really hit hard that first week every day and maybe the second week. And I think a suggestion would probably be, you know, set those goals up early. Talk to one of your folks. Talk to a trainer. You know, how can you get to your goals using the knowledge of someone that does this every day? You know, instead of just, hey, I'm hitting it every day and, you know, burning yourself out. And then 3 weeks later, you don't go to the gym anymore.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone has New Year's resolutions. And if getting shape is one of them, it's great. But you need consistency. You know, I don't want next year to be your New Year's resolution is the same thing, and that's to get in shape. Hopefully you already met that goal. And with doing that, it's all about consistency. You know, you have to treat this like a priority. You don't have to go 7 days a week. You can start slower, make a schedule, hold yourself to that schedule, accountability, hold yourself to that schedule. Invite a friend to go with you, to push you, to keep you going. Nothing like teamwork, you know, to push each other. I'm sure most people do have someone they like to go with. And if you don't, talk to one of the personal trainers. See if there's something that they can help you with and hold you accountable for to reach those goals.
Awesome advice. You know, my wife accuses me of, you know, when I go to the gym, it's like a social hour. But, you know, honestly, it is kind of a social place for me. I run into people that I know and I don't get to see a lot. And, you know, she gets mad at me because she's like, you know, let's get 35, 45 minutes to an hour and let's get out of here. And I'm like, you know, I'm okay with hanging out a little bit and talking and, you know, doing that. So I'm sure you see both sides of that.
I definitely see both sides of that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that to a point. It's a little bit of therapy, you know, after a long day at work and dealing with all the craziness that everyone deals with in their own field. It's nice to go to the gym and you see other friends or that you have there working out, and you guys are actually 9 times out of 10 talking about something besides work, something that you guys are both interested in. And getting your mind right before you leave.
You know, I've done just that. My wife's gotten a little bit more busy with being a principal now. So common friend we have is Matt Manzaro, and he's gotten into the gym. And what I like about Matt is he's motivated. You know, if he's in there putting time into it, he's gonna do it. And so we've been hitting about a month now. And, you know, if he says he's going to be there, he's going to be there. And, you know, that's important. And one thing that you said that you touched on, having somebody that you know or a friend to go along with you, it actually motivates you to work out harder. I don't know why. I guess just that having that relationship, not necessarily a competition, but having that relationship of expectation, you know, is very helpful.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if you let a friend down, you feel a little convicted that you let them down and you both are reaching your goals together and you're not there. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all. And if you're not going with someone, the key is when you're not going with someone and you miss a day and you still have that conviction, that's a good thing. That means you're taking it seriously and you're making it a priority in your life.
Well, we've not got to that. I guess there is a little bit of competition between me and Matt, because like when he says, "Are you coming today?" And I've got something I need to do, it's made me, I go.
Yeah, definitely.
If I know that he's going to be there, I don't want him to get ahead of me, you know, in our workout. So it is a little bit of competition there, even though it's friendly competition. But I think you're right, man. Having that partner, someone you can rely on, and you know, the key factor there, like you said, if your partner misses a day, are you going to go and work out the same as you would if that person was there? If you can get yourself to do that, then you're on the road to reaching your goals.
Exactly. And with the New Year's, you know, touch base on the New Year's and those, you know, resolutions, just don't make a resolution if you're 100% not going to, you know, be dedicated to it. And fitness, obviously, to me is important for your health and well-being and mental status.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So let's just, you know, let's tell the folks there's going to be a lot of this going on. I really felt the need to do this fitness series right now before we got into Christmas and before, you know, folks out there were thinking, you know, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? You know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, get into a gym. If you don't go to work out anytime, you know, maybe get into another gym. Of course, EJ would be happy to entertain you over at Workout Anytime, but meet with one of these guys. You know, if you're concerned about, you know, it just being a muscle-bound gym, then you want to talk to them. And I'm sure nowadays that, you know, not really a lot of those exist anymore. The ones I've been around in Cookeville are all very friendly places to be and social. A lot of things that you can do. So, you know, my advice, and I'm sure yours, and you can touch on this, is, you know, get into the gym and just do a visit. Talk to somebody.
Yeah, definitely. And Sam, I know you probably remember this. You remember Cheers?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, and sometimes you want to go where everyone knows your name and they're glad you came, and that's how we want that in the gym atmosphere.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's why your place is successful and you have so many people and you're growing out. Let's touch on one thing that's very important in reaching your goals as we go into the new year a little later on. Nutrition. I know that's equally as important.
Nutrition, if not more important. Most people are going to lose their weight that they're wanting to lose, the majority of it, through nutrition, watching what you eat. You don't only have to eat carrots and lettuce, but you do have to watch what you eat. And if you have a goal set, stick to it and be cautious of an extra helping here and there. Until you can get to that level where you can have that extra helping here and there and it not affect you as much.
Yeah, EJ, and that, you know, that's tough. I mean, it really is. When you get your body used to certain calorie intake over time and you know it's too much, you grow. When you shorten that, you know, and you exercise a little bit, you lose a little weight. So it's pretty simple, right?
It is, and a lot of times people think, you know, they got the old mentality of you have to finish your plate. And nowadays, they pack your plate pretty full, and I would say you do not have to finish that plate.
You know, the meal deals,
yeah,
have gotten bigger.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
definitely.
Love them. They're great to eat, but they've gotten bigger. You know, large size and everything, you know, and with that comes more fried foods. It comes more calories, all the things that you don't want. And, you know, the basic calculations in your body, you know, your energy is going to come from carbohydrates, right? So hopefully you use enough to burn them. But if you don't, those carbohydrates are so important, they're going to be stored somewhere. right?
Exactly.
So that's how we gain weight. So, you know, portions of meals are very important and probably the hardest thing to do.
And definitely. And, you know, not everyone has time to prep meals. And I know that, you know, places around town, NutriShop and maybe some other places, they offer meals. You can go in there, buy a few meals, throw them in the microwave, heat them up, and you got a meal there for you. And I promise you, they're cheaper than going to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, there's a lot of that out there today. And you know, gosh, nutrition and health is a huge industry, as you know. And there's a lot of folks out there really pushing folks to be more healthy. And, you know, you can get help with it, you know, just from like going to your gym and asking questions. You know, that's what you guys are there for. I don't think that most of the people actually realize that, you know, that you're there to help in whatever their goals might be.
I don't think you're exactly right, Sam. Not a lot of people realize that they're not alone. When you go in that gym, I mean, we have a friendly staff there that if you don't know how to work a piece of equipment, you can either ask the staff to come help you. They're happy to help you. I mean, our machines, I mean, they have diagrams on the side of it. They have codes to show you, you know, how to use that piece of equipment. Because some of this equipment, I understand, it looks foreign to some people. And we respect that.
Yeah, nowadays you can just take your phone, put it in camera mode, and hit that QR code. And it'll actually show you, you know, right there on your phone how to do that exercise. Man, it's come a long way, huh?
Hey, comes a long way. Teach you how to the correct form and so you don't hurt yourself.
Awesome. That's cool. Well, you guys are doing an awesome job, as is evident in your growth. And we want to wish you luck. One last thing here. If you could give the folks out there, you know, and let's take the person that's not been in the gym for a little while, you know, what's the first piece of advice you would give them to get started as we go into the new year?
Yeah, definitely. The first piece of advice I would say is start slower and steady. And so if you get consistency down, you can build from there and the days will increase and increase. And I promise you, when you start seeing those results, it's just nothing but motivation from there.
Awesome. No doubt. All right. The person, let's say we got someone's been working out a little while. Maybe their goal is to lose 20 pounds and they've lost 10. You know, now we're going into the new year with a new goal. So they're reasserting their goal. What advice would you give that person that's coming to the gym? Maybe they've started eating a little bit better. It's evident by weight loss. So how do you motivate that person?
I would say go ahead and evaluate how you've been working out and what you have been doing. And obviously you need to change it up a little bit to break that wall down, to lose those extra pounds that to reach that goal. And if you change up your diet from there, maybe change up some workouts. Maybe you need more less weight, more reps to start burning off certain areas.
I think the best advice there in probably both of those situations, you know, is talk to a certified professional. You know, you got them right there in your gym. You know, if you have a problem, you're stuck, you're not getting to where you want to go, you're not losing any weight, but your diet's good, talk to someone. Maybe there's something that you're not seeing that they can help you with, because you deal with that every day and the individual does not.
Exactly, Sam. And they're definitely key you in on what you might be missing.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you guys and what you do, and thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show today. We'll have you guys back a little bit later. We're going to touch on this segment some more as time goes on. Fitness is just such an important part of living today, especially with the stress that folks deal with in their daily job. So thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you soon, EJ.
Thanks, Sam.